It's Super Tuesday, March 1st, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. 595 delegates on the block today for the Republican nomination. Ted Cruz was campaigning for 155 delegates in Texas on Monday. Family Research Council leader Tony Perkins is doubling down on his support for Ted Cruz. He says rumors indicating a shift of support to Marco Rubio among evangelical leaders are false. Meanwhile, Hobby Lobby's David Green announced he's supporting Marco Rubio. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama is endorsing Donald Trump. He said he hopes Trump can fix illegal immigration. Liberal magazines like Salon are rooting for Trump as well in the primaries for two reasons. He's softer on socialism, and he'll be an easier beat for a Democrat in November. Colorado Right to Life issued a statement encouraging votes for non-establishment candidates that will commit to defund Planned Parenthood. The pro-life group pointed out that George W. Bush funded Planned Parenthood with $1 billion more than Bill Clinton did during his 8-year administration. You shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, Exodus 18. Take a public stand for righteousness, and you'll get persecuted for it. Felix Nagole supported Kim Davis's stand on his Facebook account, complete with a scripture verse, and now he's been expelled from his college. Nagole was pursuing a master's degree in social work. The university says the student's views on homosexuality would affect, quote, his ability to carry out a role as a social worker, unquote. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5. A University of Virginia student has been detained in North Korea for 2 months and was filmed making profuse confessions and apologies to the North Korean government. Otto Frederick Warmbier is accused of dislodging a political sign in a Pyongyang hotel, according to reports from CNN. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the appeal for the Texas abortion law tomorrow. With Justice Scalia's death, now pro-life advocates expect a 5-3 decision if Justice Kennedy upholds the pro-abortion